Aboriginal leaders have welcomed a pledge by the federal opposition leader that he would make Indigenous affairs a top priority under a coalition government. Last night, Tony Abbott told an audience at the Sydney Institute that if elected, he'd move the Indigenous affairs portfolio to the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Jo Jarvis reports.
Last night's address was to a receptive crowd, including two coalition MPs, as well as New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell. And Tony Abbott was keen to show his interest in Aboriginal affairs was not new, saying an Aboriginal politician had inspired him many years ago.
It was Neville Bonner, the first Aboriginal member of the National Parliament, who first taught me, via Australians for Constitutional Monarchy, how committed Indigenous people could be to the Australia that I believed in. It began to dawn on me then that Australians should be just as committed to Aboriginal people as they are to us.
Earlier in the day, Tony Abbott had promised that if elected, he would put forward for consultation within a year of taking office a constitutional amendment to recognise Aboriginal people. And last night he pledged Indigenous affairs would be central in a coalition government.
At least until they have more or less comparable to the community at large, educational, employment, housing and health outcomes, a new level of engagement is required at every segment of society. It will start at the top of government. Therefore, I announce that under an incoming coalition government, Indigenous affairs will be handled within the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. This means that, along with Nigel Scullion as Minister, there will be, in effect, a Prime Minister for Aboriginal affairs.
Also in the crowd was Aboriginal leader Warren Mundine. A former Labor Party president, Mr. Mundine said he was impressed by Tony Abbott's plans.
He's putting it front and centre. There is a strong personal commitment from him. As people know, I do know him personally as well as being an adversary of his, but I know he has got a strong commitment. So if there is a change of government, then we're very willing to work with both sides of politics.
And Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder agreed, saying moving Aboriginal affairs to the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet would not damage service delivery.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing to have the Prime Minister overseeing a portfolio like Aboriginal affairs.
Is there a concern that moving it out of the Department of Family and Community Services takes it away from some of those agencies that are so important in Indigenous affairs, such as housing, for example?
I would expect those line agencies to continue to provide those services wherever Aboriginal affairs sits.
But in a statement, Federal Aboriginal Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin described the move as bureaucratic shuffling, and Greens Senator Rachel Seward was also unenthusiastic.
What policy reforms are they going to be putting in place that actually genuinely increase the rate that we close the gap in life expectancy, the delivery of health services, the delivery of education outcomes, employment outcomes?
Greens Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs spokesperson Rachel Seward, ending that report by Jo Jarvis.